to start with the Tosas that we spoke about outside. We did not talk about the specific. We didn't read it inside, and I wanted to spend a little time, especially on the last Teretz. So Tosos on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. So if you remember, we discussed this extensively last Thursday or something, I think. The question of what is the Chiddush of Rabbah? And when Rabbah said, Rabbah told us two dinim. He told us that Gonav Hayagdi Gonalo Tvachah B'Shabbos Chayiv and Gonav Atavach B'Shabbos is Potter. And then he told us the same thing by Machteres. So the Gemara said you need both of them, because if you had only told us by Shabbos, so you would have said that Shabbos, whose Isser is Isser Olam, is more Chomer than Machteres, but the Din wouldn't be true by Baba Machteres. And if you'd only told us by Baba Machteres, I would have said the Din only applies for Baba Machteres because it's more Chomer, because Einot Tzarech Hasra. So we already pointed out then there were two possibilities understanding Tzricha, which was Rabba's Chiddush. Was this Chiddush that you say Kam Leib the Rabba Minei by Karen, or that you don't say Kam Leib the Rabba Minei by the Knas, where you're already Chayev in the Karen from before Shabbos, or if you're Mischayev on Shabbos in a fashion where you're not Chayev, you're not doing an Isser Shabbos, and in Machteres obviously it has to be stolen before you enter the Machteres to get to that situation. So again, is the chiddush that you're chayiv on that you're potter on the keren because of a kam leib d'rabbanei situation, or that kam leib d'rabbanei doesn't apply by knas? So we pointed out that if you're talking about whether or not if the chiddush is that kam leib d'rabbanei applies by keren, then presumably what you're saying is that if you only told us the more chomer one, we would have said that by the more kal one, the punishment is not so severe, and thus it's not enough to give you full punishment to achieve, let's say, kapara for the avera. Whereas by Shabbos, with a misa associated with the so chomer, we will say kam leib d'rabba minei, and in other words, the misa of Shabbos is enough to wipe away the chi of mammon. But the misa b'machteres is not such a chomer punishment, and therefore it's not enough to do away with the need for the punishment, the mammon. If you say, however, we're talking about the fact that by knas, that you don't say kam leib d'rabbanei on Shabbos, and when it comes to knas, we say that you pay both the mammon and the... Did I say that backwards? I hope not.
No, you've been fine.
No, okay. But by, if you say that the chiddush of Rabbah is that by the knas, that you don't say kam leib d'rabbanei and that you have to pay, so then the Gemara says that if I had only told you by Shabbos, which is more chamor, so I would have said that the aveir, that what it means is that the aveir of Shabbos is more chamor, witnessed by the fact that even if you don't get killed, even if, you know, we don't give you misa, kill you on the spot on Shabbos, which you really can't even do, so nonetheless we kill you, you know, that potential misa stands forever, and therefore we don't say kam leib d'rabbanei because the aveira is so great you need as much kapara as you can possibly get. But by baba machteres, which is not as severe, because if you escape the situation without being killed, we don't do anything to you. So there already we're going to say kam leib d'rabbanei. It's enough for the misa, you know, that you get, and you don't have to pay mammon. And if I'd only tell baba machteres, so I would have said that dafka baba machteres, that's so chamur, the aveira is so chamura that you don't require hasra. Therefore. We don't say kam leib d'rabbanei on the knas because you need as much kapar as you can get. But by Shabbos, where you need asra, so there we would say that the aveira is not as chamura, and therefore it would suffice for Shabbos simply to get the punishment to Shabbos without actually having to pay for the tzvicha, the mechir, not having to pay the knas. So those are the two possibilities. So let's start by the reading of Tosos. Shua, please. Have you seen Tosos, I assume?
I have.
Okay. Okay, question number one. You would have thought that the Gemara had said, now right now Tosos is, well, let me first ask the following question. You can't tell yet in Tosos. I guess you can. You can. Once you know where Tosos is going, you can see it in the original language. It wasn't as obvious when I first read it. Are we focused on that you do say kam leib d'rabbanei in Karen, or that you don't say kam leib d'rabbanei by Knas?
Well, I think he's currently responding to Rashi.
He is, but even without knowing Rashi, the words of Tosos, technically speaking, probably do make clear that he's working in work with Rashi, and which side is he working? Is he working on the tzad of the p'tur of kamlei b'drabim b'nei by Karen, or the absence of kamlei b'drabim by Knas?
The p'tur by Karen.
Correct. The Gemara said, Abu Shabbos the Bai Hasra, Emalo, I would have said that you don't say kamlei b'drabim b'nei, because Shabbos requires Hasra, tamed by the ikar kamlei b'drabim b'nei, b'rit zichach siv d'bein in Hasra. The makor for kamlei b'drabim b'nei. What is the makor, by the way? It doesn't spell it out, but we know it. What's the makor for kamlei b'drabim b'nei?
The lo yasam.
So that's a case of ritzicha, and that case requires hasra to give a guy the death penalty. Obviously, you say kamlei b'drabim b'nei by an aveira. I don't want to say even by an aveira, which requires hasra. So even though it's not as chomer as Malba Machteres, which doesn't require Hasra, nonetheless, it's a Kal v'chomer. If you would say, for Tzicha, which requires Hasra, you say Kamei Rabim Nei, and obviously Shabbos, Hu Adin L'Shabbos, because it's the same thing, Kal v'chomer, Malba Machteres, which there's no Hasra is required, certainly you're going to say Kamei Rabim Nei. You're going to say that the Onesh is so great that it covers Sath. Satosa's kasha number one is, how can the Gemara suggest that maybe that I wouldn't have known by if Rabbi hadn't told me as a havamina that the din of kamei the Rabbi of the Karen would only be mavach teres, but not by a case of aver which requires hasra. The makor for kamei Rabbi is by an aver that requires hasra.
Well, can't you just easily say it the other way, that because there's no hasra by that case, therefore it's more chamor? Like his havamina is saying because there's
No, we are saying when there's no requirement of Hasra, it's more Chamor.
So how are you making your Kal v'chomer?
Well, if by the lesser Onesh we say that the lesser Misa is enough to cover your basis and to achieve Kapara and to wipe away what you did, certainly a more Chamor Dika Misa should be enough to not have them along with it. Okay, so that was question number one. Now, would that be Akasha in the other direction? If we were to say that the Chiddush were that you don't say Kamlei b'drabim b'nei by Knas, and we were to say that Lagabi Shabbos, which requires Hasra, we would have thought that you wouldn't say, that you would say Kamlei b'drabim b'nei Knas, in other words, that you wouldn't make him pay both, by the less Chamor Aveira. So would there be a Raya, would there be Akasha from Ritzicha? No, you wouldn't have a kasha. Because Ritzicha is not a case, by Ritzicha, you potter on Kamlei b'drabim b'nei on the Karen. There's no kenasia to talk about, so we don't know what the. You know, remember, saying Kamlei b'drabim b'nei is potter on the Karen is not such a big chiddush to us. The chiddush of Rabba within Rabbi Meir, obviously, is that you don't say Kamlei b'drabim b'nei on the Knas. That's a big chiddush. That's a huge chiddush. Right? Now, there's. If you don't believe in Kamlei b'drabim b'nei, Legabe Misa Mamon, that's one thing. Right? Then you have to. What does Rabbi Meir actually do with the. Well, the truth is, does anybody say for Rabbi Meir that there's no Kamlei b'drabim b'nei by Misa Mamon? Period.
No.
We had a Havamina. Everybody agrees for Rabbi Meir that there are situations where Ein on the Mesa Mishalim. The Gemara's understanding for Reish Lakish was, you never Mesa Mishalim. Rabba's understanding for Meir was, yet you're not Mishalim when it's Karen, you're only Mishalim when it's Knas. Okay, so then, of course, that does leave you to a question, which is, according to this Shita, I guess that Pasuk only addresses Karen, right? As long as you say Rabbi Meir Pater's on Karen, whether he potters everything or he potters Karen, that's how you can explain the Pesukim in Parshas Mishpatim. Okay, fine. Because we can't have Pesukim that only work Aliba the Chachamim. Fine. So now, go ahead. So that was question one. Won't be Akasha for the other tzad, the Ode.
Did we discuss people who felt that the scenario of a son did not include Hasra? I think we did encounter someone who felt
that. The Gemara. The scenario of a son doesn't. What do you mean? That you would kill him anyway?
Or that he might still be chayiv and.
No, there is a shita in order to give him the death penalty, there's a machlokus whether niskavin harizav harasdeh chayev. Now, let's say I warn you, don't punch Reuven in the face because you're going to kill him, and you're going to be chayev misa, and you say apal pikein, and then you try to punch Reuven in the face, but you miss, and you hit Shimon in the face. So says one sheet.
We had discussed certain things about whether or not you needed hasra to be involved for Kimli to be involved, and someone said, well, you can prove from Hasson that there must have been hasra because it must have been a case only in which he would have gotten hasra and which he would have killed, and others had read.
Yeah, that's the top of Labanham and Aleph. Yes, but by the way, just as an aside, I don't want to dredge up old heated arguments, but the discussion that some of you asked about the requirement of Hasra'ah by Rotseach, the requirement of Hasra'ah, we had a discussion about this. So I was reading a tshuva somewhere. I don't remember now where it was, which I thought was actually relevant. That I think wanted to. I might have been one of Rav Ashri's tshuvas in Mimamakim. It was a tshuva. It was a horrible tshuva. Horrible shayla, not a horrible tshuva. In which someone asked him. Apparently, this was in the Warsaw Ghetto. Some of you might have heard of the tshuvas in Mimamakim. Rav Ashri answered a lot of shaylos during the war. I don't know the actual story of it because he escaped. I don't know. I thought he was in the Warsaw Ghetto also.
Did he get the questions? I thought it was afterwards.
What?
After the show, people asked him for, like, not one row.
No. I thought there was something about being buried and eventually they were able to recover and that he must have gotten out because when I was looking at the on Hebrew books.
Somebody else got out. Somebody else.
Okay, so that's really weird. You're saying he died in the Warsaw Ghetto?
I think so.
I thought so too, but the weird thing was that at HebrewBooks.org they gave the dates of the author and he was nifted in 2003, which makes no sense. I thought he died in the Warsaw Ghetto. So I don't know what the...
It would have been the person who...
Published it, right. It was... Okay, so I don't know, but... So that's what I thought. I thought the tshuvas were buried and eventually, and they were discovered, and that's they published, and just...
Because he died in 2003.
That's what... Really, so he escaped.
That's what Wikipedia says.
Right, so, okay, the same thing that I saw. I didn't realize that. I thought he hadn't escaped... You know, but I think the tshuvas were buried.
He buried them, and then in 1959 he retrieved them.
Got it. Okay, fine. The tshuva. So again, this tshuva was asked. Apparently, the Nazis' practice was to, when they liquidated the ghetto, they would first murder the children in front of the parents, then the wife in front of the husband, and then kill the husband. And he wanted to spare himself the anguish. The person asked him to kill himself before the Nazis killed the rest of his family. And I think his maskana was that it was you shouldn't publicize it. It's all weird, you know. He speaks about the issue of suicide. It's a good tshuva. It's a horrible tshuva. It's a tshuva that's worth reading. But I think somewhere in there he discusses the question. There already seems to be he has a sense of a strong Western belief. You know, a suicide is a legitimate option. We're talking about for a healthy person. I don't think that's common, but. Be that as it may, I thought in something that he presented, I thought it was in that tshuva, maybe I read this somewhere else, a different tshuva was making an argument that hasra, that there are two parts of murder. One part of murder is the bein adam l'chaver, one part is bein adam l'makom. A mercy killing is only a violation of bein adam l'makom. I think there's a drush about that. Miyad hadam miyad ish achiv. Miyad ish achiv edroshes nefesh adam means a murder done for achva purposes, meaning even done for mercy purposes. So in there, I think he talks about the notion that maybe hasra'a is only required for the bein adam lamakom aspect, not for the bein adam lachaver aspect. I think he doesn't use that formulation, but that's what seemed to emerge, which, by the way, fits with the point I made that there's no din of omer mutar by ritzicha. Right, which is what the Gemara says, despite the fact that Omer Mutar is normally a shogeg, Omer Mutar by Ritzicha is a shogeg karv l'mesid. You don't go, Ari Mikla doesn't protect you, fits with this idea that fundamentally you don't require Hasra for Ritzicha. The only element of Hasra that we require for Ritzicha would be if there were the piece of it that's only been Adam Lamakom. Okay, so I'm not going to go dredge up the issue and reconstruct what we were arguing about. We were having a discussion about this, and we said, you know, you turned to me and said, but even though Baba Machteres doesn't require Hasra, Rotzeach requires Hasra. So in that discussion, I think this petite piece of data was relevant. So anyway, but let's assume for the moment Ritzicha requires Hasra.
Sources where we've seen that these are clearly brought up that there is a kind of applicable to both.
Applicable to?
To both Shabbos and Machteres.
Correct. There's no chiddush in Rabbah telling us that your pater on the Karen of Nezek, of Geneva, whatever it is, on Shabbos, is a Mishnah that says it. Hamad lekes agadish. Is pater neshini demanavsho. And telling us by Baba Machteres is also not a chiddush. The Mishnah says, these Baba Machteres to Shibre Sachavis emain lo damin pater. What does emain lo damin mean?
He can't be held accountable for killing him. Meaning the Baal Abayin is allowed to kill.
So it's a biblical expression, right? Im Machteres yimatzei aganav v'hukav ames. Ein lo damim. Im zarcha shemesh alav damim lo. I can't remember singular or plural. Right? So ein lo damim means...
He's not chayiv misa for killing the intruder.
Correct. Which means that the intruder is chayiv misa. And damim lo means that you're not allowed to kill the intruder if you do your chayiv misa, which means the intruder is not chayiv misa. So in a situation of ein lo damim, where you're allowed to kill the Baba Machteres, where he has no, he's forfeited his life, under those circumstances, if he breaks kelim, the Baba Machteres is pater. So you know, there's no chiddush in the dinim. So the second question is, aside from the fact that I never would have had a havamina, that just because you require hasra by Shabbos, the misa therefore is less chamura, and therefore I would have thought that you don't apply Kamei Rabbeinu because you need to get a sufficient amount of punishment to achieve kapara. What do you mean? The makor for Kamei Rabbeinu is by an avera which requires hasra. So even though it requires hasra, you still the misa is still sufficiently chamor to pat you from the mamon, and it's no chiddush anyway. Independent to forget the tzrichasa. Why does Rabbi have to tell us these two dinim? They're dinim in Mishnayis. So v'nira. So underline those four words. Amay de biknas de mashalim, as Rabbi Dulitz would say, underline them 150 times. That's the key point. Did you ever? You're too young to have encountered him. You did, you know? You didn't go to the right school anyway. All right. So the point is that now Tosis has did a 180-degree turn. The chiddush is not that you say kamle rabnei on the Karen. The chiddush is that you don't say kamle rabnei on the knas. Now, that does away with both kashas. And when you learn a Tosfos, and Tosfos shifts gears, it gives an alternate perush. Always ask, why do the earlier questions disappear? So we explain why the first question is not a question if the chiddush of Rabbah is about you don't say kamle rabnei on the knas. And then why do the other two questions disappear? Obviously, because those Mishnayos are not talking about paying knas in a kamei rabbi situation. They're talking about not paying Karen in a kamei rabbi situation. So Rabbi has to tell us a huge chiddush that you don't say kamei rabbi day by the knas, both by Shabbos and by Baba Machteres, because we wouldn't necessarily know otherwise. And if he told us only one, then we wouldn't have known the other. And that's what the Tzricha says. Okay. V'hachi ka'amar. So notice what Tosa says here. As opposed to what? Chamer onshe. I think that's what Tosa is telling you. Right? He didn't. And until now, he was assuming it was a chomer in the onesh, and that's what would make you more likely to say Kamlei b'de Rabba Minei, and now it's telling you a chomer in the Aveira, and that is less likely to make you say Kamlei Rabba Minei. Okay, so that's what v'hachi kamar mishum de chomer isure v'hava mina de hasam davko de l'chayev knasim amisa, because the issue is so great, we need to give him as much punishment to achieve kapara. But in a less chomer case, whichever it is, Shabbos Abba Machteres, because it's less chomer, you don't need as much of a punishment to be atone on his sin, and therefore you would say kamei d'rabba minei kamash malon. Okay, the chi hagavna.
Okay,
Right. If the avera is more chamura, I would have a hava mina that you should give him both punishments. So what is the... Why does Rabbah... If Rabbah is only coming to be mechadish within Rabbi Meir, so we want to tell us that if... And the Gemara says... The Gemara says that if I had only told you Baba Machteres, I would have said there the Avera is so Chamura and Haraya that you don't require Hasra, and there we don't say Kama the Rabbeinu. But by Shabbos, by Knas, we would have said Kama the Rabbeinu. So Tosa says, how could you have had that Hava, Mina? The Ha'ikar Milsad Rabbi Meir. Tanya Le'el. In other words, where do we get the idea that Rabbi Meir holds, you don't say Kamalei Rabbi Meir by Nisa? Where does he get the idea that Rabbi Meir holds that other Meisa Mishalim? Yeah, Gana B'Tavach B'Shabbos, yada yada yada, Chayiv, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So why did Rabbi need to tell us that? I would have, I mean, if I only told you Baba Machteres, I would have thought that Aliba the Rabbi Meir, that Mechal al Shabbos, you would say Kamalei Rabbi Meir? I could not have had such a Hava Mina, because the Brisa says Epiferish. That's the marker for Rabbi Meir. Where else does Rabbi Meir say Adam Eisa Mishalim? The answer is nowhere. Doesn't say anywhere. Rabbi Meir says Adam Loka Mishalim. Totally different. Doesn't name Eisa Mishalim. Okay. So, Umatzinan Lameimar. Stop. What does Tosus tell you that he's doing now? He's going back to Tzad 1. Right. Again, my first four times reading through the Tosus, I wouldn't have realized this. Right. Once you understand what Tosus is saying, then you understand what Tosus is saying. I know. It's kind of tautological, but yes.
Presumably when he goes back, he's fully going back. I mean, both sides of the
two. Yeah, I think so. So the Chiddush again is that you do say Kamblei Rabbi Meir the Karen.
I was about to ask this two questions.
So now you gotta solve. Now you wanna do that, you wanna do Tchiyas HaMeisam in the first Teretz, so you have to be prepared at the arrows that are being fired at the mace. If the arrows kill the mace once, they're going to kill the mace a second time. So Tosa says, okay. Now, what is Tosfos doing here? So let's do a little background. How many of you learned this Tosfos firstly in preparation for Shir? How many of you looked up the Gemara in Sanhedrin? How many are Bekiyim in Sanhedrin that you didn't need to look up the Gemara, or you just knew it already? Because we did discuss it, but I don't think we discussed it in Shir really. I know I discussed this with some of you. You have to... How many of you learned this Tosfos, didn't look at the Gemara, but feel you fully understood the final Teretz of Tosfos? None of you, nobody wants to raise their hand because they're afraid I'm going to ask them. Explain it now.
Well,
okay, so you've been with me long enough to figure... What?
You spoke about the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
I didn't... In Shir?
In Seder.
In Seder, right. So some of you discussed this to me, and not just now, previously also. We didn't count to this. So let me provide a little backdrop for you. I don't remember doing this particular piece. I remember discussing extensively. I did it, and I was talking with somebody, some one of you or more of you in Seder about it, but I don't remember it being talked about in Shir. So the Mishnah says, Hababa machteres nidon al shem sofo. Hayababa machteres v'shiber es achavis im yesh lo damim chayev and ein lo damim potter. Okay. So we just read that in Tosus. So now Rav makes the following comment. Amar Rav, Hababa machteres v'natal kelem v'yatza potter. Maitema bedomim kananhu. So Rav says the following. The Mishnah said, if I'm Baba Machteres and I do damage by accident, or on purpose for that matter, doesn't really matter, because there's no difference legabe nizikin under regular circumstances. So the din is kam lebe the rabbinah. We understand that. Okay, it seems unfair to the Balabayas, but hey, That's the way sometimes things go. Okay, so now Rav goes a step further. Rav says, I would tunnel to the Machteres and damage your workbench in the basement while I was coming through. I tunneled into your house. I took your wife's diamond necklace. And now I escaped. Baruch Hashem, nobody was killed. Now I have the diamond necklace. And Rav says, look, I don't have to give you back the diamond necklace. Why? Bidamim kananu. Which means just literally, because ein lo damim, therefore you say, kam lebe de Rav amine. And therefore the ganav is kona. He's pata from paying back. So what is strange about that? What is odd about that statement? Rava.
You could just give it back right now.
What's that?
You could just give it back right now.
You could also pay for the damage if you want. But Rav is chiddush, you don't have to. What's so striking and disturbing about that, Ezra?
That you can say kimli without actually killing.
Well, no, but that's true. If he broke the stuff also, you'd say kimli. I'm not bothered by that. Rava, as you see, I'm about to read Rava. Tosfos quotes it as Rava. Wasn't bothered by that part. He was bothered. He wasn't bothered. What you're describing is a problem for the mission as well. He wasn't killed, and nonetheless,
he has it in front of him, and he just doesn't return it. Like, we see the stolen item in front of us, and we don't make him return it to the proper owner.
In general, I steal something, right? Why am I mechuyev to return to you the object that I stole? Well, there are two reasons why I'm mechuyev to return the object that I stole. One reason is because if I stole property and caused you a monetary loss, I have to be mashlim that monetary loss, or if I did damage. But there's a second consideration. Why, if the object is the end, it is extant, and it is unchanged, why must I return that object?
You have to return a stolen item.
Because it belongs to you. It's yours. If I make a shinui in the object, I am kone b'shinui. Why am I kona b'shinui? Mistama, because that object is no longer the original object. It's not your object anymore. It's a different object. Panim chadashos ba'olakan. If you believe that yeyosh plus shinui rishus is kona, why is it that the kona, or if you believe that yeyosh kadi is kona, if I steal something from you and then you have yeyosh that I am kona, I don't have to return it. It's a machlokas. Why is it that I don't have to return it? Because I was kona it. Not a kinyan. Every time you... When you take someone's object, do you get a kinyan on the object? Of course you do. What do we call that kinyan? It's called a kinyan gezeila. Why do we say that you have a kinyan on that object? What's the nafkamina? What's the relevance? No, adrabah, if you have a kinyan, then you shouldn't have to give it back. I get a kinyan gezeila on your object that I steal from you. The answer is, why does the kinyan matter? To be mischayev and onsen. For me to be chayv and onsen, if I wasn't kona it, and then an onus happened, if I didn't cause the onus, and even if I maybe did cause the onus, it might be grama b'nizakin and I would be pater. But because I am kona the object, like a shoel is kona the object in some sense, when an onus happens, you're chayv to pay. If yeyush is kona legamre, the reason why you don't have to return that object is because I was kona it. If you sell me an object, and now you want it back, do I have to give it back to you? No. Why? Because I was kona the object. It's not your object anymore. So, shinui constitutes a kinyan. Yeyosh plus shinui rishus might constitute a kinyan. Some say yeyosh kadi, yeyosh alone, kadi without anything else is kona. If I am a ganav and I am baba machteres, so Rav uses a lashon, bedamim kinenu. You don't have to return it because you kona bedamim. But the question is, why? If I damage your property, then I understand why you say kamei the Rav aminai. But if I don't damage your property, I understand that I'm not mechuyev to pay per se for the act of geneva, because I'm not chayev for anything that I do in the act of being mischayev misa. Another aveira of mamon, so I'm not chayev because of kamei d'raminei. I understand that. But still, it's your wife's diamond necklace. Okay, geneva's over, misa's over. Very nice. Who does this diamond necklace belong to? It still belongs to your wife. What changed the title on the diamond necklace? So that's why Rava comes along and says the following. Amar Rava, and Tosa says the Gears of Rava, Mistabra Milse de Rab Bishishiber, the Lesnahu, Aval Notal Lo. So he thinks it's only logical what Rav said when it comes to if you broke the stuff. But not if the object is, if he smashed it. Now, ask yourself the question. How could Rava have a Havamina? Rava's going to say in a moment, Rav didn't say that. Rav really said, even the Kalmar extent. Now, your first reaction is supposed to be, well, how could Rava even think to say that in Rav? Now, why? Why are you asking the question, how could Rava even think to explain Rav that way? That Rav only meant B'shishiber. Why can't Rav just mean if you smash the stuff?
That's
supposed
to mean he's adding up, wasn't that exactly what he said?
Like,
we already knew about the smashing.
What are the two?
You knew the din of Sheber from the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Rashi was nizar on this, right? And this is important. Rashi says the chiddush. I'm asking, what would the chiddush of Rav have been if Rav was correct? If Rav didn't mean that Natal and Isnu be'en, then what was Rav's chiddush? The Mishnah says, Hababa machteres v'shiber kelim is pater. The answer Rashi says is that Rav was saying it doesn't matter when you smash the kelim. It doesn't matter whether you smash the kelim in the machteres. It doesn't matter if you take the object home
and then
smash it. You're still pater. Now that's a much, that's already tzas chiddush. So I'll explain why in a moment. But before we get to that, well, let me explain why now. Okay. So, here's the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara in Bava Kamma, daf, I believe Samachay Amid Aleph, it's a very important daf. All daf in Bava Kamma are very important, but daf Samachay Amid Aleph is even more important. Okay. Rabba says, or is it Rava? I don't know. Some have the, Tosfos is a Girsa Rava. Haiman the gazel chavita the chamra mecham chavre. If someone steals a barrel of wine from his friend, meikara shavi azuza or lebesov shavi adal azuza. Originally, when you steal the barrel of wine, it's worth one zuz. When later it appreciates, it's now worth four zuz. Tavra oshase, if you break it or drink it, mishalem dalid. Itavar mimela mishalem zuza. Why? So what's the din? If it breaks on its own, you're chayiv to pay a zuz only. The original value, not the appreciated value. Now, why are you chayiv to even pay a zuz if it breaks on its own? Isn't that an onus? No, I didn't. Why is it nana? The barrel just broke.
That's because you have a chayiv to pay back what you stole.
You have a chayiv on onsen, on the ganeva. You have to pay back what you stole. If you can't return the object extant, which you can't because it was itvar, it was broken, therefore you have to pay tashlumen. You have to pay money. Fine. So what's the difference between Tavra and Shasya versus Itavar? For the Arameans amongst you, that's Istavar. It's a regular Ispa'al. It's a passive Pa'al. It means it was broken as opposed to Tavare or Tavre or Shasya. Yeah. Why is there a difference between the two? Okay, so there is a second maisa, it looks like I'll call it a gazela, or perhaps I'll call it a maisa of nezek. I don't know which to call it. We have to talk about that. So there's a second maisa gazela or act of nezek, which is mechayiv you. Now, as a general rule, you could ask the following. If I steal the barrel from you, how much do I owe you for stealing the barrel in this case?
You owe one.
One. Now I smash your barrel, and I owe you four. Now, why don't I owe you five? Well, I did two acts of theft slash damage.
You should pay one for the
gezel. One for the gezel, and five, and four more for the thing.
That sounds very credible.
Okay, so you have to understand, I don't know if it's crucial to understand, why is that not so, Ezra?
Not to break it, you would have to pay him four. You would have to return the object, which is worth four, and therefore when you break it, you return four.
Okay, so
this is two parts of one maisa gazela.
I don't like that theory. I think that they're, well, it depends on how you understand the Havamina Maskan of Tosos here, in Ksubos. So I would just say the following. When I steal something from you, outside of the Knas and Kefo and Dal Vehe, I can't be liable for more than the damage that I do to you. Same amount of Shach. I either pay its value when I stole it, or I pay its value when I stole it again. I can't pay twice for stealing the same object. Right? If I steal the object from you and somehow you get it back, right? I steal from you once, and the object is there. And again, I don't know how you get around that Shavas Hagzela part. And now I steal it again. You're clearly not going to be chayiv twice. So I don't know what the exact.
It's so funny to say that because, like, inherently about Geneva is that you pay twice.
Well, the issue. Look, the svara is that Geneva is not paying by Geneva is not fundamentally a punishment. Paying by Geneva is tashlumin. It's making up the gap.
Why would it at least be
capable? So how can
tashlumin,
that's always capable, why would it not be? Is it normally capable? If you steal something,
you have to pay capable. That's exeris akasam. Now we make you pay a fine. But
we define the difference between tashlumin and kefal, or and knas in general, about whether it has to do with tashlumin and whether it has to do with the exact amount that you lost.
Correct.
So that, I think that's exactly it. We're talking about tashlumin, we're not talking about knas.
Right.
You can't pay more, you can't beat mashlim.
More than the damage you did.
Okay.
Right. That I think is that's
that
a svar.
Right.
So,
kefal here in this case.
Well, it's a gazla. Well, you would if there were kefal, it would be kefal. By the way, the din is the Gemara states.
You can't
right,
be more karen than the karen is.
What's that? Correct. The Gemara here states that if you steal something and it depreciates in value, you pay Karen Ke'in Shaganav, but you pay Kefel or Dalet Vehei Kishas Hamada Bedin. Which simply suggests that the Chiyav of Kefel and Dalet Vehei is generated by the Beis Din, not generated by... in other words, it's generated by the Beis Din after a Maisa Geneva. And obviously, if that's original Beis Din is not Machayiv Kefel Dalet Vehei if you didn't steal something. Okay. So now coming back here, so this already makes life very interesting. So Rava... So let me finish reading the statement here. So Rava says that what Rav said makes sense. B'sheshiber delesnehu aval notal lo. But if you actually took them and they're still extant, then you wouldn't say kam le'gadme. You'd have to return the object b'en. V'ha'elohim, but I swear, amar Rav afilu notal. Rav said it. Even in a case where notal. Why? D'ha yeshlo damim. Venensu Chayef Alma Birshuse Kaime Achinami Birshuse Kaime. So he says that in a case where Yeshlo Damim, like an Avalabain, right, where you're not allowed to kill the intruder. So in such a case, what happens if the objects were Nensu? In other words, let's say a Yeshel Damim case, I steal your stuff, and then an onus happens to the stuff. So what is the din? Obviously, I'm chayiv to pay. Why would I be potter? I stole from you, and an onus happens that you're chayiv, an onus, and that's the din of Kinyan Gezela. And therefore, Alma Bishusei Kaimeh. The fact that a ganav has to pay for onsin shows what? That the ganav owns the object. So too, if the Baba Machteres steals the object, the fact that it's omed in his rishus, and he's potter on paying why? He's potter on paying why? Well, firstly, you see that it belongs to him. How do you know it belongs to him? Because the guy who is chayiv in tashlumin and a regular ganav and it's nenas, so you see that he has to pay for onsin. So you see that the ganav is kona the object. This is I know you all realize why this is wrong. The Gemara is going to turn around and say why it's wrong. So this is why your kona CC is kona the object. So in a case ein lo damim, the ganav is also kona the object. So he's not chayiv to pay on the maisa geneva. Why? Because of Kamei Rabbeinu, he was stealing when he was Baba Mataras. He's not chayiv to return the object, but and why? Because he was Kona. So the Gemara turns around and says, "What are you talking about? The Lohi, ki ukim ne rachmana birshusei le'inyan onsin Aval inyan mikne brishusay de marayu kaima mi did the hava ashoel. Okay. What's that?
We've discussed this before.
I said this 5 minutes ago.
No,
I spoke about the shoel. Right, the shoel is kone legabe onsen. Exactly. So this is what the Gemara, the Maskana, this is the way we paskin. And the Maskana of the Gemara appears to be that if a ganav walks out of the bav, the machperes, with the object be'en, so then he's chayv to return that object. And the way Rashi reads the Maskana of the Gemara of Elohi, that it's part of Rava's expression, is that Rava basically, he rejects Rav. And I think he rejects Ram across the board. And I assume that means the following. That if a guy is Baba Machteras, and he steals the object, and walks out with it, I assume that if an onus happens to the object, the Baba Machteras is pater. I assume, it's clear, that if the object is be'en, he's got to return it. And I also assume that if he smashes it, he's also going to be chayef. I assume it's analogous to the case of you steal a barrel, one zuz, and then you break it at, or drink it, or it gets broken by four zuz. So let's explain, let's just sort of explain, did we explain why is it different if shiber sakelim? We did. We did explain why shiber sakelim is different than nishber, right? But let's just repeat it and let's sort of articulate it conceptually. Shiber Sakelim is chayef to pay because is chayef to pay four zuz if you smash the kelim, the smash the barrel of wine, or you drink the barrel of wine. You're chayef to pay four zuz because you're doing another masa geneva or masa nezek, and that's what you're chayef on. But if it was nishbar memela, if the barrel that you stole that appreciated from one to four after you stole it, if it breaks on its own, why are you only chayef to pay one? Because the chiyuv of tashlumin fundamentally goes back to the time that you stole it. You're being mischayev on the masa geneva, not on the actual loss of the wine right now. So you're chayev on onsin. We don't say, look, I stole your barrel. It's not my fault that it broke, so don't hold me liable at all. Maybe it would have broken in your rishus too. The answer is no. You stole the barrel, you're kone legabe onsen. If an onus happens, you're chayiv to pay. But what did you do that makes you chayiv to pay? You stole it. And when you stole it, it was worth one zuz, and that's what you pay. If you drink it or smash it, then you're doing a maisa geneva or gzela or nezek right now, and you're chayiv on that, instead of being chayiv on the original tashlumen. Okay? So with that in mind, our case is a very, very interesting case. Ganav Vitavach b'Shabbos. The Geneva is Chilul Shabbos. Let's say it's a case where you're dragging it out. And the Tvicha is Chilul Shabbos. So from the vantage point of Kamlei b'Derabaminei, which if either of those Maisa Genevas can Kamlei b'Derabaminei pater you on?
The first thing, the
Ganav.
Oh, this Mishnah, this Raisa says both.
Both. And it makes sense. Right, if you're doing Geneva through Chilul Shabbos, and then you now have the object, Geneva's done already, you're Mechal Shabbos, now you do Tvicha or Mechira, which is like Shasei o Tavre, right? It's like drinking it or smashing it. So there's another Maisa Geneva, but you're also being Mechal Shabbos in the process of this act. There is a way, by the way, not to be mischayev in the second act. What would that be? And to raise the specter of the olive hay, and that would be? Mechira. Okay, I know you get that also. Mechira. Let's say, Gana b'Shabbos, b'ofan shel chilul Shabbos, and then you sell it. So that would be a really interesting question. What would the din be there? Why might I think that you're potter? You say because you're potter on the Karen and therefore there's no Dalav Hey, because Dalav Hey Rachman and Gimav Dalav. Why might I think that you're Chayiv on the Karen? I'll give you another example with Tvicha, and I don't know for sure what the din is here. Let's say I steal the object on Shabbos, and then through Chilul Shabbos, and then Motzei Shabbos, I shechta.
That's what I was about to say.
Are you Chayiv to pay Dalav Hey there? Why would I think that you're Chayiv to pay Dalav Hey? Mati.
You now get a new Chayiv Mamon. original carrot when you slaughtered it.
In other words, after I steal the object, I steal the object. Let's talk about this. I am gonav the object on Shabbos. Forget Tvicha Mechira. I'm gonav the object on Shabbos. I violate Shabbos in the process. The object is still be'en. The diamond necklace is still there. I took it out. I did Geneva by dragging the diamond necklace on the ground into the Rosh Hashanah. Am I chayev? If the guy brings me to Beis Din, am I chayev to repay the diamond necklace? Excuse me. Adin?
According to Anatolic, yes.
Postures is yes. That would seem to be the Maskan in Sanhedrin. Abba, Baba Machteres, Nathal Kalim. You're still chayev to return the Kalim. Okay. But now, so I steal your ox on Shabbos by dragging it into the Rishus HaRabim, tied up, so there's no problem. Chaynoseis Atzmo. And now I'm a Chayim Misa for that. And now the ox is still be'en. You bring me to Beis Din. Will Beis Din make me repay the ox? Mistama, yes. So now that I sell, now that I sell the ox, but again, why are they making me repay the ox? Because this is the crucial question. Why are they making me give you the ox back?
Because you have to sell
for a gazelle. No. Yes, only, but you're not understanding what the Gzeres HaKasav is there. You're missing, there are two parts there. There's two parts, Beheshiv and there's Asher Gazal. Those are two different things.
Because it's still the answer fulfills Asher Gazal.
Why will they make me give you the shore back?
Because it's not
it's your shore.
Correct, because it's your shore. It doesn't belong to me. If you put your object, if you were mafkid the object in my rishus, I didn't do a maisa gzela. Now I don't want to give it back to you. It's a maisa oshek when I refuse to return it. Well, based on that, you give the object back? The answer is yes. Is it because I'm violating los ashok and it's tashlumut for that? No, it's because it's your object. That's one way of seeing. Now that would be preferable because if you say it's because of the maisa geneva, then will Beis Din make me pay it back in this case? I presume if it's because Vehishivs HaGzela, I'm not chayv on the Gzela here. Why? Because Kamal Diramine on the Gzela. I should only be chayv because the object is not mine, it's yours.
Doesn't the Gemara use the Shur Gazal to prove that you have to return things vain?
Agreed, but what I'm saying is, the question is, when we say Vehishivs HaGzela Shur Gazal, there are two dinim in that pasuk. There's Ka'in Shur Gazal, and if not, you pay Tashlumin. Mm-hmm. So the question is, I assume, I could be wrong, but that when I pay back the object be'en, it's not tashlumen. Haraya, if the object depreciated in value, I still give you back the object and I'm pater. Right? Why am I pater? The answer is because it counts to tashava because I gave you back the object. Because
yeah.
It's yours.
That's why I'm using the
pasuk. Understood, but the point is, it's not... Especially if you listen to what Rava says in Sanhedrin that we just read by Bama Teres, what we're really saying is that it's not the Maisa Geneva that's Machayev you, it's that the object still belongs to the guy.
To return the object.
Right. So now, again, I want to take this to the... Yes, Daniel?
In terms of those cases, of let's say you then shechted it on Motzei Shabbos.
Yes.
Say, doesn't Rashi not hold, like we've just been saying Rashi here on this Amud? Doesn't Rashi hold that since you were potter on the carrot, you're also potter on the knas.
Agreed. I want to know what's the din. Are you potter on the keren for Motzei Shabbos? That's the crucial nakuda.
And why would you?
You might still be chayv on the keren because you have to return because it's bein.
Once the act passed,
but
and now I have your object
is about the keren. Then
correct. I'm talking about the keren.
So everybody agrees about the knas.
No, they won't. The knas depends on the keren.
Yeah.
If you chayv in keren and something that we are going to label as the keren of the geneva, you're going to pay knas.
But look at Rashi, Dibor, Matko, and Potter on our page.
Yeah. The Kaimalan Animation Mishal, the Khaimin that Karen the Machaev, Knasal Mishad, that's a Xeris Akasa that you never pay Gim over Dalit.
Doesn't that mean though that you wouldn't be Chayev on the Knas and
only if you're not Chayev on the Karen? Agreed.
Doesn't that mean you're not Chayev on the Karen on the case you just have
that? No, that case is where Ganav Vitavach Bishabis. Where both the original act of Geneva and the later act I understand why you put them. Both Mice and Geneva is potentially
this question we're asking. Well, that's why we're saying it's a
chiddush
in the end.
I know where Tosis is going. Hold on. First, I want to establish the.
No, meaning, like you're answering to him as if, like, anyway, fine.
I understand. I understand them right
it's
now. I'm being.
Answer.
It's a, what's that?
It's It's a misleading.
I know, because I want to first get to this step, then we can go to the next step, right?
Okay.
I think, but I don't know for sure. I think that Tosas would say, I think that in order for this to be a Chiddush, what Tosas says to be a Chiddush, you have to say the following. I think that you have to say that if I am gone on B'Shabbos and I am potter on the Maisa Geneva because of Chilu Shabbos, but the Geneva is still be'en, the object is stolen is still be'en, and I'm a chuyif to return it, that if I now shecht it Motzei Shabbos, or if I sell it on Shabbos, I would assume that the din is going to be that I am chayif for Keren and I am chayif for Dalet V'hei. Now we have to talk about whether that should be so in a moment. Once we establish that, if you accept that premise, if you're willing to concede that to me, and I think that you understand why that's reasonable. It's reasonable because as opposed to a case where I'm mazik on Shabbos, and there's a chiv of tashlumen which I am patered from because of the chil of Shabbos, right? If I burn down your gadish on Shabbos, I'm never chayiv to pay that because kam levin rabim nei, the shas achiv was when I burned it down, object is no longer there, we're done. I'm a Rasha Marusha, but I still only get Mises Beisdin. But if I steal your object on Shabbos and I'm a Chal Shabbos in the process, and the object is still be'en, I am a Chuyiv to give you back this object. It's still your object because it's still your object. I wasn't Kona it. And therefore, I'm Chayiv on the Keren then. If I now, Motzei Shabbos, I go and Shecht it, or if on Shabbos I sell it where there's no Chilu Shabbos. So I'm Chayiv on the Keren, because I now annihilated the Chashavas HaGzela, as Shua called it, Asher Gazal, the Ke'incha Gazal. I'm Chayiv on the Karen, I presume, and I'm Chayiv on the Knas as well. Right now, that's my assumption. If, however, I shecht it on Shabbos, or if I sold it be'ofan shel chilo Shabbos, like Zrokli the Chatzeri, you know, Chatzeri, the case that we had, so then I'm first tempted to say Mimon of Shach. If you want to look at the original Masa Geneva, I don't pay for it because why? I was Mechal Shabbos. And if you're looking at the Masa Tvicha, I don't pay because I was Mechal Shabbos. And you say, come like Ravne, both on the beginning and the end. That would be the assumption. So then, what's the Chiddush of this Gemara? So let's reread Tosfos. Shua, you're there. I know. You're in the Olam HaSal Yonim. We have to go back to the Olam HaSal Tachtona for a moment. Umatzina lemeimar again. Let's reread. Umatzina lemeimar. You can stop right there. So what I have said that bishosh mischayev. And that's really not a clear use of terminology, right? In at the time, mischayev what?
Misa.
He adds on the side, b'shosh mischayev misa, adayin hamamon be'en. In other words, after I finish being mechal Shabbos to steal your object, do I have to return the object? Yes, it means there is some type of a chiv of karen. Therefore, I would have thought. That you don't say come let rabbi binay. So now skip down to the first line in Tosos. Afilu hachi, first wide line.
Afilu hachi kibun de tavach achre ke miftar al hageneva.
Since you shecht, one sec. So the fact that you shecht afterwards, you're pater on the geneva. Ve'ahad de pater hageneva. Why? Because that's come let the rabbi binay.
Well, we're skipping to the answer. I don't think you've established.
No, he's going to say what the tzrichas was. V'ahad, the pater ageneva, af al gav de ba'osa shah have a bein of its tzrichusa. What does Tosus mean?
Okay, fine.
I think it would have
established the question. But yeah.
Just for the flow of Tosus, he's just making a reference where he's getting what the havamina would have been. So this is what Tosus says. I would have thought, you know why you're chayev and dal v'hei? Because you're really chayiv on the Karen. How do I know you're chayiv on the Karen?
Because
it's still be'en. I stole it. Granted, on that Shas HaGeneva, I'm not chayiv. But the chayiv remains because I'm still mechayiv to return it. So now that when I go, and I shecht, and I do the tzvicha, so I would have said, there's Karen, and now there's Dalet V'hei. Kamash Malon, that's what Rabbi is teaching us. So, I have a question for you.
What's the answer?
Why? such a good svara.
Yeah.
So I think here again, understanding the case of tavra vishasye versus itvar is very helpful to understanding the process of geneva and doing something to the geneva. Why is it that when the thing is nishbar memela, I steal a barrel, it's worth a dollar. It appreciates the four, and now it just breaks on its own. Accidents happen. Why am I only chayiv to pay one? Why am I not chayiv to pay four? And if I had smashed the barrel or drank it, I would have been chayiv to pay four. Why? So the answer is that the chiyuv of tashlumin, and that's what we're dealing with now. We're dealing with tashlumin. Because right now you're paying money. The animal is dead. The chiyuv of tashlumin has to relate to your maisa of geneva. In our scenario, or in the case of the guy steals the barrel of wine and then drinks it, or smashes it, but drinks is more literally easy to understand. There are two acts of geneva. There is the act of stealing it, and there's the act of making it unreturnable. And either one of those can be mechayiv you. If it happens memela, why are you not chayiv on the shas hashvira, the nishbar, on its own? Pashtras, there's a low chinish, is because that's grama. I didn't do it. At best, it's grama. I didn't do anything. The reason why I'm chayiv on onsen is because I was kone. But what was I kone? Let's chayiv onsen. If I'm chayiv on the onsen because of a kinyan, when did I make that kinyan? When I stole it. When I stole it, and how do I evaluate the amount that I pay? Well, when I buy an object from you, we make a kinyan on it, but I haven't paid you money. And now, I buy a stock from you. However you make a kinyan. Okay, I don't like that. Bad example. I buy a shas from you. And the shas is worth $100, but I haven't paid you. And now, there's a run on shasim, and the shas is worth $1,000. How much money do I owe you? $100 or $1,000? You better give me the right answer. I made a kinyan on the shas, I'm doing mashicha, and I haven't paid you the money yet. How much do I owe you?
$100.
Of course I owe you $100. I was kona right then, I established a chiyuv to pay based upon right then. My chiyuv is $100. It's almost like a loan. It may not technically be a loan without making a loan, but it's like a loan. I owe you money. It's a chov of some kind. So when I borrow, when I steal your object, I'm kona l'schai b'onsin. If an onus happens, how much do I pay you? The answer is, when was the kinyan for the onus? When I stole it, that's what I pay you. If I smash it, or I drink it, so now I was obligated to return to the object ben. Now that I perform a maisa on it, I am mischayev once again for that maisa, call it an esek, call it a geneva. Therefore what? I have to pay the value then. But there's no time in between. There's a chiyev to do the hashava ben in between. That, in other words, there are theoretically three chiyuvim that exist when I steal your animal on Shabbos, and then I'm tovech on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv when I steal it, I create his chayvus on onsen, and I'm chayv to return it, and if it's there, but Beis Din will not be mechayv me for that moment because kam lebi the rabbi minei. Between the time of geneva and the time of tvicha, there's a chiyuv of hashavas hagzela be'en. If something should happen to that object, what happens to that chiyuv? It's gone. There's nothing more to talk about. If it just disappears by itself, sorry, Charlie, it's no longer be'en. You can't be chayiv on that. I'm never chayiv on that once I destroy the object or it gets destroyed because I can't do it anymore. It's not be'en. But there's a third. So that's why. Now, is there any kamle b'derabi minei on that case? No. If the object is still extant, I have to return it. Then there's a third chiyuv, which is when I actively smash or drink or shech the animal. I don't drink the animal, but I shech the animal, I drink the barrel of wine. Now, there, why am I chayiv? Because now I have destroyed the object. Call it nezek, call it geneva. There may be an afkaminus, you'll see in a second. And therefore what? Therefore, I'm chayiv to pay then. And that would be the value then, not the original value. What is the din in this case? Am I chayiv or am I potter? Gana v'tavach b'shabes. I'm potter because kama d'rabbinei. So there were three chayuvim. The original geneva, I'm potter on because of kama d'rabbinei. There's the hashava be'en, which I'm potter on. Why?
Because it doesn't exist.
Because it doesn't anymore. It's not be'en anymore. And then there's the tvicha, which I should be chayiv on because of another masa geneva or nezek. And why am I potter? Because of kama d'rabbinei. That's the chiddush of rabbis pointing that out. Okay. That's clear, right?
So you have a mina would have been one.
Then maybe because it was be'en in between, that sort of resuscitates the chiyuv of Karen. We label that a chiyuv of Karen.
Kimlev ben Rabbeinu does not apply in between the two ma'aseos. So
correct.
It does exist in between the ma'aseos. So
correct.
It exists in the same place.
Right. So you would have thought that therefore you should be chayv on that Karen. The answer is no. You're only chayv on that Karen when it's be'en. If it's not be'en anymore, then your chiyuv either goes back to the original gezela, geneva, or to the shawet you were motzi at menola.
Right, meaning usually when it occurs, meaning every other time when you do tzficha, it's never be'en. So why am I ever chayv on... Because there's still a chiyuv of
Karen. The Karen is yisted from the ma'aseh geneva.
But not from the chiyuv of be'en.
Correct.
So once you get rid of both, then...
Nothing to pay.
So in the case when you did tzficha on Rotei Shabbos then...
Ah, so now let me come back to my pet cause here. You do tficha on Motzei Shabbos. So what's the din?
I mean, you were not chayv on the Karen.
No, you are, because once...
Because your chiyuv only exists on the Karen, because the Karen was positive coming to Ramani on Shabbos.
Yes.
There's a chiyuv ein.
Which you can't do, but now I'm shechti in Motzei Shabbos.
Exactly, but the chiyuv ein doesn't exist either. The whole idea of the chiyuv ein is because when you shech, the chiyuv ein...
Time out. Let's
exist.
Leave out Dal Vahey for the moment. I take it as a davar pashut.
That you have to return. That you have to not return on Shabbos?
What?
No.
Of course you have to return on Shabbos. I agree. I'm telling you that Motzei Shabbos, I'm absolutely convinced, if I shech that on Motzei Shabbos, for sure I have to pay you Karen.
Why?
Because on Motzei Shabbos, I was obligated to return your object.
Why?
And then I... Because it's banned.
It's banned.
And now I damage your object... That's another Maisa Geneva, and for that I'm Chayiv. Haraya, that if this were not a Shabbos case, if the wine appreciated...
Meaning, the Hezek, the what you do for Mazik, like the Mazik that you do on Shabbos to the Karen when you ruin the Be'ein, is also...
Pater, because of Kamlev like the Rabbeinu.
So therefore, there's still... that's another thing they're being Pater, Kamlev the Rabbeinu.
There are three Turim here. Kamlev Rabbeinu won on the original Geneva.
Almost a fourth.
What?
Oh, sorry.
No.
There's three terms of Kamlev ben Rabbeinu here.
Two are come. No. When I steal the object originally.
There's four chiyuv of payment.
No. Then. Three. Are you going to tell me fourth? Number one, when I steal the object.
There's Geneva. There's
number two,
there's Dalav Hay, and
when.
Mazik of the Karen.
Forget. Hold on. Leave out the Dalav Hay for the moment. Let's just leave out the Dalav Hay for the moment, okay?
Yeah,
I want to talk about just the Karen. When I steal the object on Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos, when the object is extant in between the Geneva and the Tficha. And let's say it's not tvicha. Let's say I bang the animal over the head with a skillet and kill it. So there's no dal v'hei, no matter what. But I kill it. So I steal the object through chilul Shabbos, through Mashicha. I have the chiyuv to return it in between, and then I destroy the animal at the end. There are three possibilities of Karen, and I argue you're putter on all three. Why? The first one you putter on, the original Geneva, because you did, kamlei b'derabamineh. You stole it from Chil Shabbos. And by the way, what would happen if an ones happened after that on Shabbos and the animal just dropped dead? I would be potter. Why? Because onsen is only chayav on the Maisa Geneva. There's an obligation to return the object between Geneva and Tficha. The object is be'en. So it belongs to you still. I have to return it to you. Now, why am I potter on that object? Because ultimately I shechted it and you can't return it be'en. So that chayav doesn't exist. But there's a third chayav. When I kill the animal, on that maisa nezek slash ganeva, and that's what I'm leaving open, I'm chayiv to pay you the karen again. Except, because it involves chilul Shabbos and the tilas neshama, I'm potter because of kamlev b'derabamineh. Why don't I pay dalit v'hei? That's not because of kamlev b'derabamineh. It's because if there's no karen, it's exeris hakosav, a dinner within dalit v'hei. Now, however, should I steal the animal on Shabbos through chilul Shabbos, and I leave it till after Motzei Shabbos? So now, on Motzei Shabbos, there's still a chiyuv to return a ben. If I shecht it, I can't be chayiv for that chiyuv, because it doesn't exist ben anymore. But, since it's Motzei Shabbos, and there's no malacha being done by shechting the animal, or killing it, therefore, I should be chayiv on the keren for that mice. And I think
also
you...
Also the dalet mehe.
Hold on.
Well,
so
now be a question of whether dalet mehe can go on the keren of the mazik, and not the keren of the geneva.
So that, now the question becomes, when I... A motzi the object mina olam after having stolen it, is that considered a masa nezek, or is that considered a second masa geneva? If it's a second masa geneva, then I'm mischayim on the keren and the kefel and with the dalet behe. If you say that it's just a masa nezek,
then Then
you chayav. You chayav keren. That's all you pay for nesek. There's no kefel because it's not a masik geneva. The meila, there's no dal v'hei. Dal v'hei cannot exist either because there's no keren or there's no kefel. The case in Baba Kama was I steal your ox, I shecht it, I modeh on the geneva, not on the tricha machira. Then edim come and convict me on the tricha machira. The din is your potter on dal v'hei. Why? Because since there's no kefel, it's only gimel v'dalet and dal v'hei amrachman of the gimel v'lodalet. So I don't care whether you're cutting out the keren or you're cutting out the kefel. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. In fact, if you want to pilpul a little bit, you can ask, if I steal the object on Shabbos to an ofan of chilul Shabbos, can I, I'm potter on keren, can I be chayv in kefel? Does kefel depend upon the keren? The Gemara doesn't have a gzeres hakasim. Dal v'hei is a gzeres hakasim. You could say the same gzeres hakasim exists by kefel.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to go into that. But, Daniel, the answer to that question, if you shecht, if you sell it on Shabbos after a geneva, or your Toveach and a Motzei Shabbos, whether or not you pay Dal Behe depends upon the act of being Motzei Mirshus Balim, which is done either by selling it or by destroying it from the world, whether that constitutes a new Geneva or just a Maisa Nezek.
That would, it's a little more complicated than that because.
Okay.
I mean, to just split it as would that be Geneva or a Mazik, I'm not that. There's a certain amount that every time that there's Mechira or Tzvicha, in a general case, is usually a continuation from the original event. Right? There's usually
I would say it's contingent. It's not a continuation, it's contingent.
That's fair, okay, but it seems to me that there's certain amounts of you're high of the Karen now, and the Kefil then. And then later on in time, there's another step that gets Dala Behe, but it's not that you would, it's not that you rehash out the Karen, it's a continuation of the Karen that existed before.
Okay.
Right now we're saying that we're not actually high of the Karen before. And we're moving on now here. Now
but why can't you be chayav adal v'hei on the Karen of now?
Exactly. So now, that Karen of now...
So that's why I said it depends whether or not it's considered a geneva or an
ezek. So when you do dal v'hei, what I'm saying is usually when you do dal v'hei, I feel like it's all... Dal v'hei involves a moment in which geneva has already been done, and this is an event that's a continuation, that's an added dal v'hei. To say the Karen of now, I feel like it's...
You want to argue that... You're arguing, but I don't know if there's a mucker for this, that they can't be simultaneous. That's what you're arguing. In other words, that there has to be... And the truth is, on a normal case, it's impossible to do Geneva and Tficha Mechir at the same time. Because if you shech... I mean, I guess you can. How do you make a Kinyan before you do the Shechita? You know,
at
the
same.
I mean, Shechita in theory, we're going to have to talk about this tomorrow, the question of Shachar Paport, and now we're going to work backwards. That's another really fascinating tosos. Really important. On Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Kevan the Shachar Paport, Asara V'idach. That's going to be the next step. We're going to have to talk about this. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure if there's a basis. Now, the Mechira, you also can't do the Geneva and Mechira at the same time. I have a possibility. I got it, although this would require figuring out other things. Zachin. Topic of next week. Zachin. Let's say I'm Zoche in something for you with a Maisa Geneva. I pick up an object to steal it on your behalf. So the problem is that there's no... So that's going to get into the question... Zach mitam shlichus or zach and something else. All right, I don't want to go, but it's very hard. You need two separate kinyanim in order to first make a geneva and then make to be machne to someone else, right?
I guess I'm just saying my personal feeling. It sounds like mazik. It sounds like there's a.
So that the problem is finding this is the litmus test. The question is, can you find another case the Gemara discusses that will be megala? What is the nature of the act?
The dal v'hei. Would you still pay dal v'hei if you're only chai for the keren? Because you slaughtered it, and not a dalad, and not chai for the karen because you stole it. That's really my question. It's not a kinyan as much as like you currently now make a karen.
I understand. You're not making a kinyan geneva now. So yeah. I understand. All right. So let me just. I want to step back now just to review the Tosfos. So Tosfos wanted to know what the Gemara said that Rabbah was a chiddush, and Rabbah had to teach us both dinim. And the question is, what did Rabbah have to teach us? So the Gemara says that there's a chumrah by each Shabbos and Baba Machteres, and if I only told you the more chumrah, then you wouldn't have known the more kaldin. So the way Rashi and Tosfos in the first answer, which is really Rashi, and then Tosfos Lamaskana does explain, the tzrichasa is that Rabbah had to tell us that you do say kam lebe the Rabbah minei on the Karen. Now, originally, And the general idea is that I would have thought Rashi and first Teretz, first presentation of Tosfos, is I would have thought that by the more chamor one, because the avera is so, because the onesh of the avera is so chamor, I would have thought that you say come labor the ramen by the keren, because that's enough to achieve what we need to achieve for you. But by the one where the onesh was lesser, I would have thought that you wouldn't say come labor the ramen by the keren. Tosfos says that doesn't work. Number one is because just a detail. We know that you say kam le drabine by things that require hasra, haraya ritzicha. Number two, the fact that you say kam le drabine in these two cases is not a chiddush, because we have mishnayos that tell you, and I'm going to formulate this now really carefully. There are mishnayos that tell you that when you're mazik being mechal Shabbos or you're mazik being baba machteres, you are pater. So what was Rabbah teaching us? Tosfos therefore turns around and says no. The chiddush was that you don't say come the rabbi by knas, and when the Gemara said one is more chamor and I wouldn't have known it by the other, what is more chamor is the avera, and therefore I would have said that by that the avera is more chamor, and I would have thought that if you don't say come the rabbi by the more chamor one, that's because the avera is so bad that we have to give you as much punishment as we can, but by the lesser one it's enough to give him the misa kamashlan that both particular dinim. But Tosos doesn't like that then, because what's the havamin? Again, a technicality. What's the havamin to say that on Shabbos Rabbi Meir would have said come and the Rabbi Meir knas? The makor for Rabbi Meir is gone of a tavach b'Shabbos. So Tosos says, let's bring back the original case. And the chiddush is that you say come lay b'drabamine. That you say kam le b'drabamine by the Karen. But what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is not that you say kam le b'drabamine by Karen generally. That we knew from the Mishnayos already. The chiddush is that you say kam le b'drabamine, even though there was a time period in between the geneva and the tficha where there was an obligation to return the keren because it's be'en. And I would have thought that because in between the ma'isa geneva, which you're pater on for kam le b'drabamine, and the ma'isa tficha, which you're pater on because of the kam le b'drabamine, in between the object was extant, it was like not al kelim, I would have thought you're chayv on the keren then, and therefore You're actually archive on the Karen, and now when you do the Maisa Tficha, all that you're adding on is the Knas and it's Dalav Rehei. Kamash Milan, that no, that the Chiyuv in between the Geneva and the Tficha, where the object is still Be'en and you're obligated to return it, that Chiyuv is only a Chiyuv while it's Be'en. If you now destroy that object, it's a totally different Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv of Mazik, but the Chiyuv of Hashiva Sagzila, Asher Gazal, Kein Sher Gazal, no longer exists. And therefore, even though there are theoretically three times your Chayiv and Karen here, one when you steal the object originally, one when you have the object Be'en afterwards where you Chayiv to return it. That's two. And three, number three is when you Shech the animal, and that's a Masa Nezek, which makes it impossible to return the Gzela. You're not chayiv on any of those three chiyuvim. You're not chayiv on the first one, because you did the Geneva through Chil Shabbos, Kamei B'Rabaminei. You're not chayiv on the second one, because once the object is no longer Be'en, no matter why, you just can't return it Be'en. So that second chiyuv doesn't exist on Karen. And number three, when you Shech the animal, you make it impossible to return, and you do the damage then, you're Pater on that Karen, because of Kamei B'Rabaminei. Once there's no Karen, then there's no Dalet V'Hei. That's what Tosfos says. Okay.